Exercise 7, page 64.
Welcome to Community Action, the programme that helps people to help. Tonight, we're talking to Justin Parks, who's been volunteering at the RSPCA Animal Shelter in his local area. Justin, can you tell us a little about what volunteers can get involved in there and what you do?
Well, there are a variety of activities to get involved in. Some of the volunteers actually look after the animals, but you need some previous experience before you can do that. Others help with fundraising. That's what I did to begin with. I helped organise car boot sales, coffee mornings, and that sort of thing. At the moment, I mostly visit people who want to adopt a pet. I go round to the people's houses to ask questions, make sure they know what their responsibilities would be, and then decide whether they can or can't take an animal into their home.
You deal with animals that have been badly treated. Is there a particular case that you can tell us about?
On my first day, a dog was brought in that had been tied up in a yard for a week because the owner had gone on holiday and didn't want to pay anyone to look after the dog. In cases like that, we have to involve the police. The RSPCA picked up the dog, and a week later the police went back to pick up the owner. He got a big fine and he's now banned from keeping pets. A lot of the animals we see are in a terrible condition and they're often nervous and aggressive. Some volunteers find it really heartbreaking, but I prefer to be positive. I get to see the animals go to good homes with owners that want them and care for them well. And I feel very pleased that, at last, they don't have to suffer anymore. I feel like I can relax and stop worrying, and that's a great feeling.
What kind of qualities do you need for this type of volunteering?
Well, it's important to be calm and sensitive when dealing with the animals. They've had a bad time and they need to be treated gently. We often need to build up a trust between humans and the animal, and that can take a long time. The end result, though, a happy pet, is more than worth all the effort. There are benefits for the volunteers too. We gain new skills and we're putting something back into the community.
So how could our listeners get in touch if they would like to volunteer at their local RSPCA shelter?
Why don't you visit in person and see what kind of help they need? There's a list of branches on the internet and you can also get more information about the work they do there. They're always looking for new volunteers, and even if you can't work at the shelter, there might be something you can do at home or at school. The important thing is just to get involved in some way. The best way to do that might be to drop in and have a chat with whoever's in charge.
Justin Parks, thank you.